And our Lord had just begun calling the apostles. Not all 12, just a few. You know what happened. Jewish weddings last several days. We don't know whether they did not have enough wine to begin with or they drank too much. We don't know. All we know is they ran out of wine. Mary noticed it. And so she told her son, they're out of wine. Now, they could have said, oh, mother, they're out of wine, are they? Let me see if I can't help them. Remember, he didn't say that. He seemed to tell her, thanks, mother. My time has not yet come. But she knew her son. Nobody knows us better than our mothers. So she remembered, told the servants, and I hope you know what Mary told the servants. Do whatever he tells you. Sisters, that's the motto of your retreats. Do whatever he tells you. And then, hear it. Then expect miracles. You will need them. Sisters, you will need them. I don't say you will not thrive or become a saint in the community. You won't even survive without miracles. Today's world is too paganized, too godless. But Mary's instruction is the instruction to all of us. And you, for your final vows, do whatever he tells you. So then Jesus told them to fill jars. He remembers how many jars were there. How many? A little louder. How many? How many?
Six.
Filled to the brim. And then Jesus told the servants to take it to the chief steward. He must trust himself. What are we doing? Look, and I'm sure no one servant could lift that huge jar filled with water. Must clean at least two of them. So they brought them to the chief steward. And they were instructed to have the steward taste. Oh no. Taste water. We define water as a liquid which is colorless and tasteless. And it was very good wine. I like what the poet said about what happened at Cana. The water looked at its maker and blushed. The water looked at its maker and blushed. Turned into wine. And we're told very good one. Now the lesson. When I'm giving a retreat or giving a conference, I've got to remind myself, Arden, you're not teaching a class in theology. Everything that we either listen to or pray about during the retreat is meant to help us, and help us not just today or tomorrow or next week or for the rest of our lives. Christ worked his first miracle because his mother, she did not tell him to work a miracle, but she knew who her son was. She just told him that he went out of wine. She did not, needless to say, give him money to buy wine. She expected her son to work a miracle. And it is through Mary, over the centuries, that most of the miracles in the Catholic Church have been performed. Now that is why, sisters, if there is one devotion you better cultivate, it is devotion to Our Lady. We'll come back to this before we finish the retreat. We still have 3.5 days left. 3.5? How many?
5.5.
5. No. Oh.
5.5.
Is it 5.5? I know my arithmetic. 5.5 days. Now come back to Our Lady. But just to know, if, and I would say, since we need miracles in today's world to even persevere in the religious life, miracles of grace, you must depend on and be devoted to Our Lady more than you've ever been so far. Now we ask, what kind of miracles do we need? Over the years in teaching theology, I have taught a course on miracles for 11 years. Among my unpublished books is a book on miracles, about 500 pages, unpublished. We define miracle. A miracle is something performed by God which can be perceived by the senses and which surpasses human power to perform, something beyond human power, performed by God, which surpasses or exceeds the powers of nature. Now, there are three kinds of miracles. The lowest class of miracle is what we call a physical miracle, like changing water into wine, like walking on water. Sisters, that's the lowest class of miracle.